Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Tonight, everybody knows we're going hog wild. Hell yeah, Chris Chadwick in the house, welcoming you to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. I'm telling you, I'm ready to let the smoke roll. We're going to have a good time as always. Let's just get it on. Let's have a great time tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening in, calling in as always. Guys, you just don't even know how much I appreciate you. Barbecue is what it's all about. We love talking about the sport. We love talking about the cook. We love talking about the passion that we have. That's right. I said passion. This is not Food Network, but it is BarbecueSuperstars.com Network. We do have passion here about barbecue. We have passion about you, about what you cook on, and everything else that goes along with barbecue. That is the truth. That is no BS. We're telling it to you just like it is. Doing here 2 hours of barbecue talk live. The show all about you and the queue. We ready to get her kicked up. We ready to go hog wild and get her on. I want to thank everybody. I really, really do. I just really appreciate you. And I just can't say that enough. I want you to call in. I want you to be my guest. I'm inviting you. It's an open mic, as always. I want to hear about your team. I want to hear about you, your brand, what's going on with you. Now, that's how we roll. Call in, 347-202-0263, and we will talk about you tonight. Man, if I'm tongue-tied a little bit, I had a bite of hot black-eyed peas, burnt my mouth, and it's on fire. So just bear with me a minute. We're going to make it through it. We're going to pop open this cold, cold, cold adult beverage here. We're going to have one and try to cool it up, cool us down a little bit, calm us down, and let's talk some Q. I want to thank all my sponsors real quick. I want to go down the list. I want to greatly thank them. I greatly appreciate them, and I'll do all I can do to promote their product. They promote me. They support me. I'm trying to support them. That's what we do in the barbecue family. Just not their products. I like to support all your products. Call in. Tell us about your product. BarbecueSuperstars.com. Guys, if y'all have never been on that website, you need to go. You need to check it out. BarbecueSuperstars.com has all kinds of great information. I mean, from A to Z, cooking techniques, cooking styles, cookers, anything you want, everything you need is on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Daryl Mast has a morning show. It is on BarbecueSuperstars.com. He does do a live show every morning from 8 to 9:30. He's always got something going on, cooking techniques, products. He's out in it, doing it every day. He is supporting barbecue. He has got hundreds and hundreds of products and companies that are helping him. He's helping them. That's what it's all about. Check out BarbecueSuperstars.com, the morning barbecue show. You won't regret getting to watch some of that. You will actually enjoy it. There is a call-in number. You can call, interact with him. I'm telling you, it's just fun to do. It's fun to watch. It's fun to call in and interact. BarbecueSuperstars.com. Mr. Daryl Mast, a belated happy birthday. We want to wish you a very, very happy birthday and many more. That cold beverage sure hits the spot, let me tell you. We want to thank Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold, for being one of my sponsors. Bill has helped me out tremendously in the past, and I love him very much. He's a great guy. Check out Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. I mean, if you never have heard of it or never have used it, it's time you need to try it. One bottle says it all. I'd start out with the original and go from there. I've got to give a big shout-out to one of my sponsors that I greatly, greatly appreciate and use every cook, Green Mountain Grills. Go to greenmountaingrills.com. Check out their units. They've got some awesome, awesome economical pellet cookers. They do a fantastic job. I mean, the pellets, the products they have with the cookers are awesome. They have a great fruit wood blend, a hardwood blend of pellets. They are exceptional pellets. They work wonderful. I've used them every time I've cooked on my Green Mountain. I've got a Daniel Boone. They have several models. I've got a Davy Crockett, which is a tailgate model. For all you guys that like to go tailgate, it is a 12-volt R 110 model, so you can use it AC or DC. They've got a Daniel Boone, which is an all-around powerhouse reel. They've also got a Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, and Jim Bowie. The Jim Bowie is a little larger unit than the Daniel Boone. It is an exceptional cooker. I'm telling you, it's the kind you can set and forget. Probes for your meat, probes for your probes for your meat, and it also has an internal thermometer on your temperature control box, and then it also comes with a remote control that gives you both temperatures of your pit and your meat. So I'm telling you, what else can you do but try a Daniel Boone, a Jim Bowie, or the new Davy Crockett tailgate model? These are all awesome cookers. I'm telling you, go to greenmountaingrills.com, and you will not be sorry. Check it out. They're very affordable cookers. You just will not be sorry, I promise you. Awesome, awesome temp pits. They will hold their temp, keep a good constant smoke rolling. I just really like them. I've won several awards with it, had several calls with mine, and I cook it all. I went in one competition and cooked all three categories on that one grill. And come out with a second, two-thirds, and reserve grand. So it can do it. It will do it. GreenMountainGrills.com. Also, I would like to thank some of my other sponsors. I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Brad Barrett, the owner of Grill Grates. That is an awesome addition to any grill competition, patio pit master, backyard griller. It does not matter. The Grill Grates, they've got it going on. They are an awesome addition to any style grill. Komodo, Weber kettle, regular cooker, gas grill, it doesn't matter. These fit on all of them. Smokers, it does the trick. Go to grillgrates.com and check that out. Also, got to give a big shout out to Junior Reyes. Rub for Grub. Junior has got a dynamite rub. It does the trick. I mean, it is a good rub for chicken, pork, or beef. It will work. Any category, it does the trick. Junior's Rub for Grub, you can find him on Facebook, Junior Reyes Team Up and Smoke, or Rub for Grub. Order your bottle. Try it out. I guarantee the first bottle will not be your last. That's Junior's Rub for Grub. Got to give a big shout out to MeatRake.com. Meat Rakes, I don't know if you've ever heard of Meat Rake or not, but I started using them a long time ago. It's a pair of utensils that you can use basically doing anything. They're a multi-use tool. They're little rakes. You can use them as meat rakes. You can shred, pull any type of meat you want, especially if you're doing Boston butts, you're doing pork shoulders, you're doing any kind of, it'll shred anything. It will tenderize. It will, you can slice with it evenly. I mean, meat rakes. I mean, just whatever you can think of to do with them, they will do, because they are some awesome little utensils. MeatRake.com. Check them out. Very affordable. Pair's only like $20. You will get your $20 use out of them the first time. I have basically just tried to wear mine out, and they're still strong. Also, got to give a big shout out to a company that is one of my newest sponsors. They have a complete line of cookers. They have a complete line of sauces, a complete line of rubs, a complete line of utensils. That is CookShack.com. Go to CookShack. Go to their webpage. Surf that bad boy. Fill your cart up. Get what you need, because they have got it all under one roof right there. CookShack.com. Go look at it. I guarantee you will find something you want right there on CookShack.com. I tell you what, guys, I'm so fortunate to have sponsors that help me out. I'm very thankful for them. You know, I could just go on and on and on about sponsors. I've got, I'm just blessed with them, and I appreciate everyone. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. If you've got a sponsor, you know how well they help you. You know how important it is, whether they sponsor you, they sponsor somebody else. They're supporting the barbecue sport. They're keeping it alive. They're making it a little easier on us, and you know how hard it is. So, you know, you've got to give them a big old pat on the back, because, you know, whether they sponsor you or another team, they are helping us out. So we've got to support our own. You know, that's what it's all about, support and support and support. Do, you know, that's just the American way. That's the way I feel, and that's what I do. Check out Maverick Industries, which is maverickhousewares.com. They've got some of the industry's leader pro temperature pens. I mean, I'm telling you, these probes are just, they work phenomenal. I've got a dual lead, and I've also got a quick temp. They both work super fast, super accurate. You know, I'd be lost at a cook without my Maverick temperature control pens. You know, I've got the PT100 barbecue pro temp, and also I've got a ready check dual lead piece that it just works wonderful. So guys, I mean, I could talk on and on, give you model numbers, this and that. Go to the website, that's maverickhousewares.com. Check them out. See what I'm talking about. They're just good products. That's bottom line. They're good products. That's what I like. I like a good product. If it's not a good product, you know, I don't want to support it. I'm a firm believer in made in America. I'm a firm believer in quality products regardless. This is what it was all about. We've got to support our own. We've got to do what's right. We've got to keep our barbecue passion alive. Well, guys, you know, I posted earlier, I do a promo. I try to promo my show Wednesdays before actual showtime. We've been doing this for over a year, and I've had the great fortune of getting to go to Memphis in May, the Jack Daniels World Invitation. I go to numerous barbecue competitions all over the state of Tennessee, Mississippi. They've got them in Kentucky. We've got it scheduled out. I hadn't got to go to Georgia, but I love to go and I love to cook. You know, the only thing that holds me back from going more and more and more is money, money, money. You know what I'm talking about? It takes it to go and roll and cook. And I think we're very fortunate to get to do the ones we get to do. One of my favorite cooks, as far as a KCBS cook is concerned, is the Tupelo, Mississippi event in March, and that's the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. That is a fantastic cook. I've had the pleasure of getting to go cook that cook twice. It's got some great event organizers. I mean, the cook is organized. It's top rate. You know, I can't say anything bad about it. There's not anything to say bad about it. It's really a great cook. And I'm looking forward to going to the 2014 Tupelo Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. It's a, you meet friends once you meet, you know these cooks, you meet people, you meet them once, they're your friends for life, whether you know their name, you know their face. I mean, once you see them, it's like, hey, how's it going? I hadn't seen you in so long. How you doing? How are you? And that's what barbecue is to me. It is. It's very special because we have great connections. We make great bonds with people all over the country. I know barbecue has brought many, many friends to me, and I'm so thankful for all of them. They're very special and important to me. So the bonds you make in barbecue are so strong, you just can't describe it in words. They're very special. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're a barbecue celebrity. Overall, the barbecue community is so special in a whole. Just like when we went to the Jack, it was very special. Meeting people that you have talked to, you have Facebook with, finally get to meet them and just hang out with them for 10, 15 minutes. Man, it's really cool, really special. And the next time you see them, it doesn't matter if it's next month or next year, you just take off where you left off. So it's very special. The barbecue community to me is very special. The number to call tonight, guys, is 347-202-0263. I never schedule a show. I never know who to invite. There's everybody is so special in the barbecue world. And, you know, that's the hardest thing for me. I never know who to ask. So I don't ask anyone. I invite everyone. If that makes sense to you, I hope it does, because it's what I do. I leave it open mic. We want to do the show about you, about your team. Like I say before, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'm saying it now. This is a show all about you and the Q. It's the people show. That's why we have had so much success with this show. We have so many people that call in. I have people every day saying I enjoy it, and that's special to me because I appreciate it. I work hard to have and bring you a good quality barbecue show. I love to talk to the cook. I love to talk chicken. You know, chicken is a toss-up category. It doesn't matter how many times you cook it. The call will not be consistent as far as most cooks, especially this cook right here. I'm telling you, sometimes I can get a good strong call in the next comp. I think it's better than the last. And hell, I'm getting 85th in an 85 team competition. So, guys, I tell you, there's no secret in chicken other than cook it good, cook it right, and turn it in hot. That's what I'm saying. Hell yeah, I hope you agree with me. I don't know. But that's what I'm talking about. We do have the chat room open tonight. I'm going to click over that and see if we've got any chat. You know, it's quiet. It's quiet in here. You know, I've got callers, people saying they're going to call. They're going to call in. We, you know, special guest. You never know who's going to call in special. We might have a food celebrity call in. We'll have a pit master from one end of the nation to the other end of the nation. You know, everybody is on their way. We do want to give a big shout-out to everybody going to Vegas for the World Food Championship. Safe trip back and going to and coming back. You know, we want you to be safe. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Put your cook out there. Get it on. Put it out and get a call. You know, maybe your name be called last. We just wish you all the very best and safe travels. You know, always, every weekend, anytime, any of my barbecue brothers and sisters are going to cook anywhere, it does not matter. But we wish you safe travels, great, great time, and the best of smoke. That's just how we do it. That's what we say, and that's how I say it, and I mean it. Wednesday evenings, I took over the Wednesday evening slot several months ago. Wednesday evening is Wednesday's hump day. Everybody's trying to get home. I know 6 o'clock is early. It's hard for me to get home. It's by 6 and get this show on the road. Let's talk a little smoke. Let's lay it down. Let's get it on the pit. Let's cook it up. You know, that's what it's all about. It's hard for me to do that, too, but, you know, I'm here with you. If you're listening in, call me, 347-202-0263. We will talk some Q tonight. I'd love to talk about some pits. Big question. You know, I'll throw questions out there just like, tell me something. Tell me what the most extreme pit you've ever seen is. You know, do you have one? What do you like? What do you cook on? Let's talk some pits tonight. Let's talk about what you like, what you don't like, the pros and cons to them. You know, that's a good subject. We could talk for weeks about that. So I'm waiting for you. Call me, 347-202-0263, and let's talk some pits tonight. Let's see what's going on. Would love to talk to you about one. We're going to take a break, and let's see here if I can get something going. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a let's see what we got. Well, just bear with me, guys. But I do. I've got chicken thighs out that are warming up, thawing out a little bit. I stuck them in the freezer this morning. They're not fully froze, but they are good and cold. I'm going to be prepping some thighs just here shortly, you know, chicken. I mean, we can always perfect it. We can always cut it, trim it, and make them look good. But when they cook down, they always have a tendency to be a little different. So just bear with me. And, well, hey, guys, I'm just thinking about this. I just thought about this. You need to go to BBQSuperstars.com. Check out some of the Jack Daniel's videos. We were actually there at the Jack this year. BBQ Superstars aired the awards live this year. First time ever at the Jack. Talking about innovators. We were there. I got to go to the Jack for the first time this year. Man, what an awesome thing that was. I mean, what a great time it was. I just can't tell you enough what an awesome time it was. You've got to go to BBQ Superstars. Check out a few of the videos from the Jack. You will not be sorry. There was some great stuff there. Let's see if this is what I wanted to play. Let's see if we can get this kicked off here. Man, this thing is responding about like a bus tonight. So y'all bear with me. Maybe we can make something happen. Let's see, this right here, this is one of my daughter's favorites, if I can get this to play. All right, we're going to just keep letting the smoke roll. We do have a caller. We're going to get queued in right here. Let's see what is going on. This is a new number. I'm just not familiar with it, but bear with me, guys. We've got one in queue. Let me get you queued in. And let's just see what's going on tonight. Bear with me just a second. Let's just get this bad boy refreshed. It's taking its time. Okay, let's see what it's doing. Caller 256-891. You will be queued in momentarily. You are live with Chris Chadwick. Who have we got here tonight?
Hey, Chris. It's Lynn with Spices Smokehouse.
Lynn, welcome to the show tonight. How are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Girl, I'm so good. I just can't. I don't know if I could stand anymore. If I was any better, I would. I just don't know. What's going on with Miss Lynn tonight from Alabama? Glad to hear from you. I wish Presley was here. She would love to talk to you.
Well, I was hoping that she would be. I was going to give Presley a shout out from Alabama and tell her that I missed her at the Jack.
Man, what about the Jack? Did you have a ball or what?
You know, that was one of the reasons why I called in, because I just wanted to impress. You know, I've been going to the Jack for a long time, Chris, because my brother lives there in Lynchburg, and it's always a weekend that we spend in Lynchburg. And I don't know, there was something about this year at the Jack. It was just like, you know how you feel when there's a thunderstorm around and a lightning hits really, really close and you kind of get that little bit of the hair standing up on the arms? That's the
that
way
electric.
I felt at the – yeah, the Jack this
that
year
electric.
Was just – I don't – yeah, yeah. There was something
right.
in the air at the Jack this year, and it might have been because you guys were there doing live and just really put that extra special, you know, kick to it. I don't know, but it was really cool.
Well, you know, that was my first year I'd ever got to go to the Jack. I'd always heard about it, and what a time that I had. You know, I'm telling you, I won't never forget it, and I'm looking forward to next year already. But
You were lucky this year, too, because the weather was wonderful. Normally it's rainy and yucky. Maybe that's why this year it was a little more electric, because the weather was perfect and it was cool like it should be. You know, you're in the Tennessee Hills and it's fall and it's beautiful and everybody shows up and they're so excited and, you know, it just, the air was just, it was amazing this year. It really was. I was fortunate to be able to go up on Friday. I had a catering event on Sunday, which kept us from being able to stay all weekend. But I spent all day Friday up there just visiting with everybody, and it was just amazing. I hated to leave.
Oh, I could understand that. I mean, we left Friday evening to go to Shelbyville to stay, come back, and I really hated to leave. You know, if I'd have had a cot and a good heavy blanket or a comfortable chair, I would have just covered up, threw the blanket over my head, sat by a pit, and I would have stayed there all night, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome. But, I got to let you guys know that for me, being back here on Saturday, you know, at my place preparing food for my Sunday catering job, you know, I had my computer set up and, you know, I had Barbecue Superstars going on my laptop watching judging. And, of course, I had ball games on the TV. Too, so, you know,
right.
We're in the South. It is the SEC. There's priorities, you know, in life.
I know it, but, hey, think of it this way. You had barbecue on, too. Ben, isn't that awesome just to get to watch some barbecue while it's happening, you know, whether it's judging, awards? I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, it was just cool for it to go down like it did.
It was amazing for me because I actually got to watch. You know, Ron and Nancy Montgomery are really good friends of mine from Chicken Top Chick, and they were up helping Buddy Goodwin. And Nancy did the dessert turn-in for Buddy, and I knew what she was doing. And the camera was set up where I actually got to see her dessert get judged.
So it was just really cool.
It made me think, even though I was looking at my laptop, it really made me feel like I was watching a professional sporting event of some kind.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's crazy, but, you know, barbecue, to me, just like I'm sure it is to you and everybody there and everybody that listens or goes and competes, it is our sport. I mean, it is the sport we live for. I'm telling you, you know, once you get that first call one time, it doesn't matter if it's a $20 check and a $10 trophy, but you get that call, you're a hook.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You're on the road, you're smoking, you're letting the smoke roll and having a time of your – I mean, it really, you know. It's just not me, it's just you, it's everybody. I'm telling you, it's just – it's crazy. And we just have a ball with it. I mean, and like I say, you know, like when we met and every time we see each other, we give each other a hug and it's just – I'm glad to see you. You know, it's just that's how it is.
Yep.
And
it's amazing. The barbecue family is amazing.
Well, that's something I do. I preach that a lot. It's somewhere that I feel comfortable. And you know, when you get around a bunch of people that you don't even know and you feel comfortable, something's got to be right there. You know, I mean, it's just you know, we all have that sense, and something's got to be right. You can get in the middle of a group. You can get in the middle. I can go get in the middle of 200 strangers at barbecue, and I'm more comfortable in front of them as 200 people I know that I really don't know. So.
Well, Chris, at the Jack, I hung out in the South Africans booth forever, and we were just like family within 15 minutes. It was like we were all hugging each other and laughing and telling jokes and, you know, so barbecue, you know, it's not just a South or, you know, something that we do here in the States. It's definitely stretched its arms out into other countries, and it's amazing.
It is worldwide. You're right. It is worldwide. And when you see, you know, I was amazed to see all the techniques and styles. I love to talk and meet new people, and you get to meet international people. You had 22 international teams there. You go up, you talk to them. Naturally, they're busy. When you've got 2 days, you know, it's like smoking a bandit. You know, you got so many miles to roll and short time to get there. I mean, and that's the way a barbecue cook is. But we always manage to find time to hang out a little bit, visit a little bit. And but when you have all those international talents and personalities, and you can just go hang out with all of them, it makes you feel extra special. It does me.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and
very, very blessed.
Really. You said it all right there. And there's a bunch of good people. And, you know, if there's something that needs to be done and somebody sees, it needs to be done and somebody else can't do it, they're going to jump in and help them do it. And
That's exactly right. You know, I posted a picture today on my Facebook page. I ran across a couple of old photos, actually, of when Robert and I first did our very first barbecue contest was back in 1994. And you know, it's kind of funny because it was a local contest for the American Cancer Society. And, you know, and our friends kept saying, you know, you need to do it. And we borrowed a smoker and really didn't have a clue what we were doing. We pulled in and we saw all these people with these rigs and we were like, man, we were way out of our league because we had an old rusty smoker, you know.
Yeah.
And we had to put foil underneath it, Chris, because the fire kept fire. It was so rusty on the bottom, the fire was catching the grass on fire, so we had to lay foil down there, you know. But we won first place, and we were hooked, and that was back in the 90s. And, you know, we've been in and out of barbecue for many years, but it gets in your blood. And,
It does. It's very addicting. So the addiction is there. It's a good addiction.
Yeah.
Of course it's a good addiction because we're in it, you know. I mean, it's a great addiction. You know, you're figuring out how to get to the next competition and go cook. You're figuring out how you're going to do it, how you're going to take the time, how you're going to roll down and do it. I know.
Yeah, that's right.
And it doesn't matter if it's one this weekend, one next weekend, one the weekend after. I mean, we are – it's just so it's a good feeling to have, though. And
I'd like to put a few more of the Tennessee Barbecue Association on my list for next year. We're going to try to push a little bit harder next year and really like to get up there and do a couple more of yours this year.
Well, you know, really appreciate that. We're working really hard. I mean, it takes so much to try to organize a event. And, you know, across the state, especially when you're new and you're young and you're small, you know, you've got the want and the desire, and then sometimes you just don't know how to pull it off. But we've had some success this year. We hadn't had any setbacks. I mean, it's all been successful. It's all been positive.
That's good.
So, you know, that's a big plus. And next year we're going to do more, try to spread the word more. But, you know, by the time you, and I'm not making excuses by any means, but by the time you work every day, then you try to barbecue a little bit every day, like, you know, and do more and more each day, it just piles up. Sometimes it gets away from you, but. Our little rib shootouts are really working well. The key to that rib shootout is to have an event organizer in that area, just like the Fayetteville rib shootout. You know, it paid some great money.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like $3,000 for a one-day little cook to the top five places.
I wanted to do that and wound up taking a catering job that weekend.
Well, I understand. There's times that I'd love to go cook, and then I commit. You know, that's just how we are. It's in our grain. We have to do what we commit to and miss out on the cook. But we can't make them all, but we try. And I commend everybody for that because it's tough to make them all. But we're going to do more. We're going to kick one off. We're going to try to, you know, start it off early again this coming year. And hopefully we'll have some sunshine, no snow, and no rain.
We like really to froze to death the one we did up there. What was that little town we cooked in that time? It was freezing.
That was our first one, McKenzie. That was our first one.
McKenzie.
And,
that's right.
Yes.
McKenzie.
Yes. And
Robert says that he still accuses me of tricking him in that one because I told him, it's only about 3 hours. It took us like 6.5 hours to get there.
Oh, mercy.
In the snow, in the sleet.
Oh, I know, but it was pretty snow. I mean,
it was a good contest. That was a great little contest.
Well, you know, we actually do have, we have one coming up in Clifton on the 16th of this month, and it's going to be a shootout just like we had in Fayetteville and we had in McKenzie. It's been put together pretty quick by the city organizers. They really wanted us back. So, you know, we're gonna pull one off in a couple weeks in Clifton. And,
wow, that's awesome.
It's really working great. It's a positive thing. We're moving forward. We have sets of rules now. We've got a good little scoring system. We've got some great judging. So it's really coming together. And, you know, we're not perfect by any means. I don't profess to be, but we're really trying hard to just put on a good show. I mean, really we are. And we're not trying to get too big for our britches too quick, but we're just working hard to do what's right.
Yeah. We're going to be at the in Cummings that weekend, or we would love to come up and cook that. But can we talk chicken for a minute?
I would love to talk chicken. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Tell me about chicken. Tell me the secrets of chicken. Here, I've got another caller.
Let me get this
caller in. Let's introduce him. Let's get him in. This is, let's see if I can get him in. My board tonight is running. It's as sluggish as a Greyhound bus, I'm telling you. It's just super slow. But we're going to make it work. But chicken, now, I love chicken. I love to eat chicken. I cook it several different ways, and I've come up with a couple different ways of it working real well. And now this other fella here we're going to have with us, he'll give us a little perspective from the Texas side.
Oh, good.
Some Alabama side, and I'll give you some Tennessee side. So we got all three sides of the chicken. I mean,
three of us, we can figure out what works.
I'm telling you, you know, that's the million, the $10 million question. We're going to get Lance in with us. This is Lance Moore from West Texas Pitmasters. Lance, welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good. We're good. We have Lynn here with us from Alabama. She is a Tennessee Barbecue Association member also, and we are just so thrilled to have her and glad you're calling in. We're going to talk some chicken.
Hey, Lance.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, Lynn, we'll let you start. We'll let you start, and we'll follow your lead, girl.
Okay, you're going to let me start. Okay, we go from doing a Noonan, Georgia contest where the judges say we smoked the whole crowd to 58th out of a 70-team crowd.
I'm telling you.
How do you get consistent with chicken? That is the one thing. And we do pretty well with chicken. That's actually one of our better things, but it's the consistency we really struggle with.
Well, knowing what the judges want is so hard to even think about. You've got to look at your regions. And which I personally always do ties. You know, I can't do any good with anything else. Popsicles, you know, most of these competitions I can't do any good with popsicles. I do have competitors that do well. Thighs is usually where it's at, and if I had to turn in white meat, I'd go with a wing to accompaniment. But Lance, he does whole halves.
Oh, that's right.
An IBCA, and that's a different ball
Lance.
Game completely.
Lance, are you brining, injecting both? What are you doing to your birds?
I actually brine. I mean, even when I'm doing Kansas City cooks, I mean, and I do thighs in Kansas City myself. I always brine my birds. One of the really good brines that's out there right now is called Game Changer, which is by Oak Ridge Barbecue, which is one of our sponsors. But they actually have a really good chicken brine. And
I've got that brine.
Okay. Well, you're well on your way on that end of it, then, because that really has helped, especially in Kansas City, I'll say this. Texas, I mean, I kind of had my own homemade brine, and I've incorporated their brine, their stuff into my brine. But in Kansas City, it really, really seems to work well. You know, people like IAB 30 and some of them guys, I mean, that's what they use. That's what they believe in. And I guarantee you, it will make a difference. I mean, you know, I was really shocked this year. I mean, you know, we had an 18th, you know, at the Invitational at the Royal. And, I mean, that was probably the biggest thing is getting it brined right.
Wow.
And, you know, the other thing that...
I'm sorry, it's how long do you brine?
Well, I've been running that brine at a half strength, which, you know, on the directions, they, you know, they have measurements for, you know, half strength and how long. I run mine at half strength for about six to seven hours. And then the other key is that skin dry after that. Leave you enough time to brine and then to get it out and let it get that skin kind of dry and then sweat your rub into it. And it makes a difference, especially on the bi-fruit.
So you're you're wanting to get your skin dry, really dry, before you put your rub on it.
Yes, I'm getting my skin, I'm getting it dried off, and then I'm putting rub on it, and then I'm putting it back in a cooler for a while, and letting that rub kind of sweat for a little bit, let it kind of break down because it'll go into that chicken a lot better that way.
Has a lot of salt in your rub, and chicken. Most chicken rubs have a lot of salt.
It's got salt, but it's got a lot of sugar in it too.
I'm going to tell you, I usually leave my skins off when I'm brining my chickens because
I quit
the skin.
Doing that.
I just don't feel like the skins do anything because I load it up so hard and heavy when I'm cooking it. Anyhow,
mm-hmm.
Now you cook yours on great pan. I personally do a butter bath.
That's what I'm doing now. I am butter bathing. That does work. But, you know, I used to take them off. I mean, you and I talked about that, Chris. I mean, I used to take the skins off and scrape them and go through all that nonsense. I've quit doing that. I trim them up. I get them like I want. And then I've been doing it like ahead of time. And then I shrink wrap them down, throw them in the freezer. Take them to the contest like that, and when I get them out, they come right out of my freezer bag, right into the brine. I brine them for 6-7 hours, pull them out and dry them off, get them kind of shaped up in the pan, season them up, put them back in the cooler for a little bit, and then when I get ready, then I put my butter in there for the butter bath and cook them.
Well, you don't detach your skin at all. You don't break your skin loose from your thigh then, do you?
No, and I'm going to say this. I think that it's a lot better because, you know, one of the things I've had, you know, because what a lot of people talk about when you brine, a lot of times you can get a rubbery skin. And,
right.
You know, so there's always been a lot of that in us. But what I have found is that when you detach that skin a lot of times, too, it pulls it away. You know, it's easier for it to come off when you try to bite through it.
Right.
And I think it shrinks more, too, if it's been taken apart. And, you know, I think you have more shrinkage. If it's not been taken apart from that thigh, if it's left on that thigh, I think it holds together better and looks better, in my opinion.
Right. It does. It does because you never know what you're going to get when it cooks down. And you take that thigh out of that butter pan, you never know how many you're going to have that's actually good enough to turn in. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of guys going and trimming their chicken, but never removing their thigh. I mean, their skin off their thigh. They're just trimming it up, pillow style, and leaving it intact. But I don't, most of my chicken that I buy is not just, it's either Pilgrim or Sanderson Farm or, you know, just standard chicken. And you know how all those chickens are, they are so fatty.
Yeah.
I just hate not to do some of that, not to pull some of that off.
Yeah.
But
well,
do
you really?
Yes, I do. I also inject. After I brine, I inject just a little bit. I want to keep that moisture in that. And in which I usually make my own I usually make my own brine. I've never ordered a chicken brine, and I guess I need to start frying a few different flavors and things. But once I get ready, I do. I'll shoot it right up on the side of that thigh bone, and just pump it up a little bit. And actually, when I get ready to pull it off before I set my sauce, I'll have a clean needle with a good hot injection, and I'll squirt a little in it then too. So I do that, and it works really well most of the time.
You're giving out some secrets tonight, aren't you?
There you go. It's all about the cook.
It really is. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can tell somebody how you do something, and they can try it 20 times and never do it one time the way you do it, you know.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we've been in and out of barbecue competitions for years. We've been doing contests, and then we'll take some time off, and we're doing – and it's so hard to figure out after you've been out of it a while, you know, the flavor profiles that the judges are looking for. That's a tough one, get back into that.
I tell you what, there's always a go-to. Go to the grocery store, the barbecue aisle. And this is another secret. Go to the grocery store, the barbecue aisle, and you just scan that, and you look at all these flavors and say, I bet that's going to be good with that. And buy you two bottles and take it home and mix it. And voila, you have got a secret magical recipe right there. I mean, it's like...
Yep.
And you would be
like my husband. That's what he loves to do, is take stuff like that and mix it together and come up with his own concoctions.
And you know what? You know when I do that the most? Is right before I get ready to set my sauce on my chicken. I'll have A through C sauces, and I'll start mixing a little of this and that, and if I think it needs a squirt of apple cider vinegar, I'm telling you, I'm by the seat of my pants when I'm cooking. Just whatever feels right that weekend. And I know that goes against everybody's...
That would drive me crazy, Lance. That's exactly how my husband does, and that drives me nuts. I'm like, how are you going to duplicate that? If you get a call, how are you going to duplicate that next week?
Well, the key is all the judges are different. From week to week,
that's
where
true.
You go, the judges are different.
That's true.
So
you've got
you
a
do,
good point.
So what you do here, if you do it the same somewhere else, that's a different set of judges, and they might not like that.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just being honest. That's how I personally do it, you know. And I love to cook, and I just love flavors. And so,
yeah.
So that's just how I personally roll with that. But I love butter, and I love salt, and I love garlic. So that's a combination that always goes in anything.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, when you've got all good flavors, can't help but be good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Now, what style are you turning in? You're doing quarters, and if you're doing KCBS, you're doing thighs.
I'm doing thighs. The Lance
are
does.
You?
Lance,
I'm
you
sorry,
do
I'm back now. I do halves, and then I do thighs for Kansas City.
Okay. Yeah, we're still doing some thighs too. We've tried the lollipop thing and not had real success with that either.
No. Well, that's a novelty. That's your small town cooks like lollipops. But KCBS judges don't.
Yeah.
That's the general consensus that I get on that. But
we've not had much luck with that.
Well, yeah, and I mean, yeah, we kind of played with that a little bit too. And like I said, we've gone back to the side thing on Kansas City type stuff because they seem to like that better for some reason. And, you know, now if you want to come to Texas to cook IBCA and stuff like that, you know, we just cook that whole half chicken. That's a lot easier.
That sounds like fun, too. I think I'd like that.
Well, you'd like it if you knew the rules, Lynn. Go on and tell her the rules, Lance. Tell her how they have to judge them.
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, the wingtip has to be on the half.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It has to be a fully jointed half chicken is what they call it. In other words, it has to be the thigh, the leg, the wing tip on a wing has to be there in IBCA. Now, Lone Star, it does not. They've changed that in theirs. You got to have a breast. You got to have the skin on. And, you know, it's not a terrible, you know, it's not real hard. But you know how it is. I mean, you're trying to cook both pieces of meat, you know, to get perfect temperatures and all that at one time. And,
And the kicker is the judges in IBCA can't pick the chicken up. They have to take a plastic fork and get the chicken off it.
Really? Take a fork and a knife and cut it off, even on ribs and brisket, everything. In IBCA and Lone Star, they do not pick up the meat and pull on it or anything. Everything is cut with a fork and knife.
Well, I think I have probably picked up a couple of tips. I really appreciate that, but I'm going to have to get off tonight, guys. Chris, I have enjoyed talking to you, buddy.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed you being on, and, you know, you're always welcome. That's what this is about. I'm so glad you called, and
give Presley
have a great
a hug
week.
For me, would you?
I will do it. I will do it when she gets home, and have a great week and great weekend, and
right.
Just don't forget about us. Call back in now.
I'll do that, and kudos to all the guys that are in Vegas and in New York right now. I'm pulling for Sweet Swine O' Mine up in Vegas, New York City
New York,
this weekend.
Yeah, I hope they do well, too. I hope they're all careful and have a big cook.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, Lance. All right, thanks for calling.
Bye. Uh-huh, bye.
All right. Lance, it's that chicken, we can talk and talk and talk about that. I mean, it's crazy, crazy. We can always talk chicken. We do have another caller. We do have another caller. Let me get him queued in. Would love to get him on here. This is a... friend of mine that I had the pleasure of meeting at the Jack, and we've talked many times. Let's see if I can get this thing to work. It's queuing in, and welcome him to the show. Caller 901, Jim, I believe this is you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey. How's it going this evening?
It's going great. Kind of a nasty note in Memphis, but I got a fire in the fireplace, and we're getting through it.
All right. So what has been going on?
Lots of notes. It was an absolute pleasure to finally hook up with you at the Jack, you and Daryl both, and I was really pleased to have met you guys, and I just wanted to kind of call and say hello, just a quick call, and I'm gonna put out a challenge tonight to everybody that's listening in, all the individuals that love the barbecue, all the barbecue competitive teams, and barbecue restaurants and food suppliers. I'm making a $10 donation to the Tennessee Barbecue Association account. And I'm challenging everybody else to step up and lose people or send in a little bit of money to help support these guys in their efforts because they're doing a great job and they're helping us all out. Well, Chris, you have to tell everybody where to send this money to, but I think this is a worthy idea. Something I've got thought of this afternoon, and challenge is on. Memphis Marriott is challenging the barbecue world. I got a $10 bill in the pot. Let's throw some money in there. Chris, tell people where to send it. Send them stuff to.
Jim, we sure, man, we sure appreciate that such a kind gesture. We really appreciate it. Guys, if y'all just tuning in, this is Jim Boylan from Memphis Marinades. We had the pleasure of getting to hang out some at the Jack Daniels this year. Jim, I don't want to call you the ambassador, but you were more like the representative for the Danish international team, weren't you? What is your title?
I was just the truck driver.
I got you, brother.
we have to be politically correct. And to be a member of the team, I have to be from Denmark for the Jack Daniels. And I'm not from
Denmark.
In Memphis in May, I wear a different shirt from Memphis in May.
Well, I tell you what, it was a great thing to be at the Jack Daniels. I had a huge time, and I had a big time getting to hang out with you and those guys. I mean, they just had it going on, and I mean, I can't wait to go. I can't wait for May because I will be down there, and I will be probably right there beside you hanging out again.
Great.
It's just, you know, that's just what barbecuing is all about, whether it's Tennessee, International, Texas, Alabama, it doesn't matter, Missouri, doesn't matter where you're from.
That's
barbecue,
right.
Barbecue is a universal language. I really believe it. But Jim, man, that is so nice you doing that. You know, that's if anybody listening wants to take that challenge, Tennessee Barbecue Association. That's just an, you know, it's something new. We're really working hard just to try to make it something here in Tennessee. The surrounding states. You don't have to be from Tennessee to be in it. Just like Lynn. Lynn is from Alabama. She is a Tennessee Barbecue Association member. We have members in Mississippi. We have members in Kentucky. We have members in Missouri. So it's just not limited to Tennessee. But, guys, if you would like to take that challenge from Memphis Marinades, he's throwing $10 in the pot for a challenge. Man, that's just really awesome. I'm really touched, and I really appreciate it. You can get in touch with me right here, Chris Chadwick, on Facebook, barbecuesuperstars.com, or you can just send it to me, and it will go to the Tennessee Barbecue Association, and that is 985. Well, let me do this. It's going to go to Highland Drive. It's going to be 16130 Highland Drive. And that's in McKenzie, McKenzie, Tennessee, 38201.
Got it.
But that is just a great thing, Jim. I greatly appreciate that. I really do. And like I say, we're just all trying to support each other and do things and broadcast out and all these brands. You know, just some wonderful people. It's working hard, just like Jim Boylan right here from Memphis Marinades, and that is Memphis Marinades on Facebook. You can shoot him a text, a message, and get in touch with him and try some of his product. Unfortunately, I didn't even get any while I was at the Jack, Jim.
Yeah, I've got to get you some. I'll put some in with my check. And here, let's sweeten this deal. Let's get some enthusiasm going here. Anybody that calls tonight only, you call and donate $10 or more, Chris will get your name and your address. You'll forward it on to me. I'll send you a free sample of Memphis Marinades chicken marinade.
There, man, that's pretty awesome right there.
All right, I'm in.
And chicken is a topic. Chicken is the topic we've been talking tonight. We've been talking chicken, and I'm telling you. And Jim, give us a pointer or two on chicken. What is something special that you do on chicken?
Marinate it.
There you go, brother. I was waiting for that. I just waited.
Really and truly. That chicken bird, God bless it, it doesn't have any flavor unless you put something to it. So my style is there.
Well, you know, that's just how you, that's just what you got to do. You got to do it. I mean, you're right. That chicken's just as plain can be.
Yep.
But man, that's just great. I mean, that is great. So, what's next for you? What have you got? Anything lined up? Any plans? Anything going on?
Well, most of it, the competitive stuff is kind of, off to the on hold for a while. I'm concentrating more on my marinade business. You know, opening up some new stores over in East Tennessee, Knoxville and Chattanooga.
That's dynamite. That is dynamite. And well, let me tell you, let me invite you. I know this is quick notice, and it's probably not very far, but November 16th in the town of Clifton, Tennessee. That is Clifton, Tennessee. You can hit exit 108. And I would say hit exit 108, turn right, go to Lexington, and follow the signs to Clifton. It's not very far. But we will be having a Tennessee Barbecue Association sanctioned event. We will have a rib shootout. We're having a rib shootout November 16th in Clifton, right there on the square.
Okay,
and,
great.
We have several teams already committed to come in, so it's going to be a great show. I believe they've also got a ancillary category of chili and a dessert, the city that the city wants to throw in. We're doing chicken, we're doing ribeye steaks, and we're doing ribs. So that is November 16th. I mean, it's a one-day cook. People roll in early that morning. Nobody can start until the shotgun starts. And all the turn-ins start at, I believe it's 2:33 and 3:30 will be the last turn-in for the rib shootout.
Okay.
So, it's an invite. If you don't have a million and two things to do, come down and be a part of it and join in the fun. Bring your marinades and set a table up and rock them out. You know, that's just... If you have time, you're invited. You've got an invite from me.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that, and I'll certainly make every effort to be there. As a matter of fact, as I recall, I think you extended that same gracious invitation last year, and I had something come up at the last minute and wasn't able to make it. But I'll put it on my calendar for this year and certainly make every effort to be there.
Well, and we will be doing it in March. We will be doing one here in McKenzie also. So that'll be our inaugural kickoff, and we're working on a state championship now. So, I mean, you're always invited. That's a given. So
great.
When you can make it is when it'll be even better.
Okay, terrific. Well, listen. I've got to get rolling on. I'll make room for other callers. And don't forget, the challenge is on. Between now and 8 o'clock, call in, donate $10, help a worthy cause, and you'll get a free sample of Memphis Marinade's chicken marinade for your efforts. Chris,
man,
I'm going to run. Much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
All right. Sounds great, Jim. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate that challenge tonight. That is just awesome. That just really that excites me, just you thinking of us. So I greatly appreciate it. And you know you got my number. If you need me, just call me, okay? And I'll get in touch.
I'm sure
I got guys wanting to take up on that offer on that chicken marinade. I know Lance Moore right here, you'll be sending some Texas.
Yeah, good deal. Well, you just email me the names and addresses, and I'll get them put away.
I'll take care of it. I sure will. All right, Jim. Sure appreciate it, brother. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in. You know you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Man, what an awesome thing, Lance. I mean, I'm telling you, you just can't. That's I appreciate that. That's mighty nice, mighty kind, and, you know, that's just what barbecue is all about, people. Just helping one another and doing things for each other, and we're just going to continue doing that. We're just going to continue on supporting each other and doing what we can to help. You know, that's very important. Give us a call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. That is the same number that it has been, that it is, and that it will be, 347-202-0263. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We do have a chat room up. Got to give a big old shout-out to Tim Seals, Stacy Lawler, Tim Seals, Smelly Butts Barbecue out of Missouri, and Stacy Lawler, Swamp Donkeys Barbecue out of Texas. Glad to have you guys in the chat room tonight. The chat room is up. Get in there. I'm trying to switch back and forth. Check it out. Check it out. Guys, what is going on in the chat room tonight? Glad you are there. We're just trying to let the smoke roll. We're trying to talk. We've been talking a little chicken tonight. I sure would love to hear some of Tim Seal's secrets on chicken, because he's got a few going there, too. Tim is a mighty fine cook. Stacy's a fine cook, too, right there out of Texas. We got to get him in on the chicken. Talk a little chicken. No turkey tonight, just chicken. Ribs, briskets, pork, you know, you name it. Call in. We'll talk it. We love to talk barbecue. We love to talk cooking. That's what it's all about. Right here on the Let's Talk Smoke show. We are letting the smoke roll tonight. But Jim Ballin right there out of Memphis, Tennessee with Memphis Marinades, super great guy. Had the pleasure of getting to finally meet him in person at the Jack this year. He was, quote, as he said, I don't want to say bus driver, truck driver for the Danish international team. And they were having a big time. And they cooked all their categories. They had Weber Smoky Mountains, and that's what I think they had about five or six lined up, and that's what they were cooking briskets on. Let's see, how many? Yeah, about six kettles and six Smoky Mountains. So they were cooking their briskets, their chicken, ribs, and their pork. They were cooking all the categories on it. Now they had some mighty fine looking breasts. White meat, to turn in with the thighs. The Jack actually had both light and dark turn-ins, and they had seven pieces of each. So it was a seven and seven kind of deal. Traditionally, I guess, for Jack Daniel's old number seven, the Jack, you know, everybody said, never had to turn seven in. Well, when you go to the Jack, you do as the Jack does. So seven pieces of white, seven pieces of dark, and they were letting the smoke roll, and I'm telling you, it looked mighty fine. There was a lot of fine cooks there. That was the world championship, a cook of cooks, and it was a dynamite place to be. It was, as Lynn said earlier, was Spicy Smokehouse right there out of Alabama. She said it was basically electrifying. There was electricity in the air. You could feel it. Your hair on your arms would stand up. I mean, it's just that much excitement. And, guys, you know what I'm talking about, especially if you cue. You know what I'm talking about. We're going to take a quick break. And if you need to go, take a break. Wait a few minutes, come on back, go smoke your cig, just like the old boys used to do. And,
I'm gonna leave the boy alone, no, 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 no. Jimmy?
I'm afraid that we owe you an apology.
One more time!
Now maybe you'll see my side of things.
I'll tell you what, that makes me want to go take a break and have a smoke in the boys' room. That's a good old song, a little Motley Crue right there coming at you, smoking in the boys' room. Guys, I tell you what, it's been a good show. We've had a lot of great people calling in tonight, you know, just talking barbecue like we always do. We love to talk. We love to talk to Q. We love to talk about you and the Q. Barbecue, anything related, we talk about it here. You know, sometimes we even get off and not even talk about barbecue. But we have a good time. Bottom line, we do have a good time. We enjoy ourselves. That's what it's all about. Every day is a hard day. You know, we work hard. It's always nice to come home. If you want to talk Q, we'd love to have you. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. That is the same barbecue number today as it will be next week as it was last week. We'd love to hear from you. We do have a caller in queue right here. Let's see if we can get them queued in and see who we have. Bear with me, caller. We'll get you queued in just a minute. But, yeah, we just have a great time. We love to talk barbecue. Anything and everything barbecue is what it's all about. Excuse me. You know, we just have a fascination about flavors, the way it's prepared, what you're cooking it on. I tell you, it's just that's what it's all about. And we just have an awesome time talking it, doing it. And I love to eat the Q as much as I love to talk about it. That's a big old hell yeah. A big barbecue, superstars hell yeah right there now. We just have a good time. And that's what it's all about. That's what the show's all about. And we just encourage everybody. We're just keeping it real, keeping it positive, and having fun. Get you queued in here, caller 573. Just bear with me just a minute. We will make this happen, I promise. We take callers from all over the country. We've had callers internationally. I'm so thankful everybody likes and enjoys barbecue. They love to enjoy the show. They think enough of me to call in and want to talk a little bit. That's very special. I do greatly appreciate it. And we just keep working hard to support barbecue, support you. Let's say bear with me, we'll get you queued in. But it doesn't matter what style it is. It doesn't matter if it's MBN, KCBS, IBCA, Lone Star, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, it doesn't matter. It's all barbecue, and it's all good. It's all good. So we've got a caller right here, 573-620. Who we got here?
Hey, Chris, Tim with Smelly Butts.
Welcome to the show, Tim. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, pretty good.
Wonderful. Well, are you calling in to give us some special secrets and some tips on some chicken tonight? We sure would love to hear some special secrets from the pro, I'm telling you.
Yeah, right. I don't know if there are any special secrets. There's so many flavors and everything out there. I think I cook chicken thighs. I don't do the drumstick deal. You know, a lot of people believe in that to be different and get maybe higher scores just by surprising the judges a little bit.
Right, right, right. Well, I've got to agree with you completely. I like the 05 myself. You know, it's just I'm getting it down pretty good. And like I said earlier, and I think hopefully you'll agree with me, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can be consistent, but a good score at this competition doesn't entitle and doesn't guarantee a good score at the next one. I mean, you've got different judges and different thoughts of what's good, and it's just hard to ever know. That's the key. You never know from comp to comp, do you?
Well, you don't, but you need to, you know, experiment a lot at home, try a lot of different flavors, invite your friends over. They're going to lie to you and tell you everything's good, but watch their face reactions when they bite into something. And just try something until you feel comfortable with it, and then use it in five competitions. If you're confident with it, use it in five competitions. Keep exact notes of what you did. I'm kind of disagreeing with you, Chris, on the experimenting and doing last minute things at the competition, because you do have to be able to duplicate that to win again. Even though the judges are different, you got to find something consistent. So we can hang out there with the big teams like True Bud, Warren County Pork Chopper, you know, Tim Grant, those guys. They're on top for a reason, and they do the same thing at every competition.
Them's some big boys. And, I agree with what you're saying, but there again, you know, I go and honestly, sometimes what tastes good one day just doesn't taste good the next. And I guess that's my downfall, but I love to cook and I love to have a good time. That's what it's all about. And, you know, we all cook a little different, do it a little different. But, you know, sometimes, I'm right there down at the wire and I'm mixing this and that. And I said, well, that's going to be good today. That's just how I do. I know that's a weakness in some aspects, but you know, we live and learn. That's the key. We're continuously learning every day we live. So, and cooking, you know, when we go to cook, we get to meet and hang out and greet and see. You know, I enjoy a lot of that aspect of the competition too. I know it's awesome to win and win that money. Lord knows we all need to win some money, but it's still gratification when you have a good time. You know,
as long as you met new friends or got to be there with old friends, even if you don't get your name called, you had a good time. You're exactly right.
So, you know, that's what, and I tell you, I got caught up a while back, and I think it's easy to do. I hope people can relate to this. You get caught up sometimes into the game of just having, you feel like you got to win. You got to win.
Right.
And it's not trying to be, how would I say, it's just, you get caught up in it. Once you win several, then you think you got to win the next one, and you got to win the next one, and you got to win the next one. And then it turns into worrying about winning and not having a good time.
And you forgot to have fun along the way. You're exactly right.
And I think that can happen to anybody. I will admit it happened to me one time. For a few cooks, and I just had to step back and take a deep breath, and reevaluate and go and have a good time again. I had the biggest time, and I'm sure you had a great time too. But I had the biggest time just getting to go. And I know people probably get tired of me hearing me say this, but the biggest time at the Jack Daniels. I said it. Last week and said it the week before, but I don't think I could have had more fun if I would have cooked that cook and won the grand championship. Now, I'm telling you, that's the truth.
Well, yeah, now you might have had a little bit more fun if you'd have cooked it and won the grand champion, and it was good to see you there. I was just happy to be there and visiting at the Jack, too. Wish wish I would have been cooking. So proud of our friends that got calls and everybody there. Tuffy Stone and Cool Smoke, he well deserved that grand champion. Great cook. Randy Hill and Andy Allen, Southern Crock Barbecue. Wow, what?
Yeah,
a couple of guys. Can you have his friends and those guys? So
you said it right. You know, and they thoroughly enjoyed their call too. They made it worthwhile. See, they had fun. I mean, they had fun. Hell, they had fun. They had fun. If they had never got a call, they were having fun.
Those teams out there that are looking and working toward winning grand championships and getting into the Jack Daniels, I highly urge you just to visit the Jack Daniels next year, because that way when you do get there, you're not overwhelmed by everything, because it's a town of, what, a couple hundred people, and then barbecue weekend there's 40, 50,000 people. So
I'm telling you, it was crazy. It was shoulder to shoulder, and, I mean, it was a who's who also. I mean, it was just full. I mean, it was just crazy.
Absolutely.
But we sure did have a good time, I'm telling you. And that's what it's all about. You know, you go and you work hard and you try to win, but, you know, your chances are winning are good. But, I mean, you've got a lot of good cooks there. So, I mean, you just put your best foot forward. Keep a positive attitude, have a good time, enjoy cooking, and, I mean, you're a winner. You're good to go. You're a winner already, just going.
Every team there is a champion. You got it.
That's right. And, it just doesn't get any better than that. It really. So I'm just a big believer. If you never got to go, you've got to go experience the Jack Daniels. Just like Memphis in May, if you never got to go to Memphis in May, you've got to go experience Memphis in May. The American Royal, that's on my bucket list. Hopefully one day I'll get to go do that also. But I tell you what, it's just something that everybody needs to experience at least once. At least once. Once you go once, you'll want to go back and do it again, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure you'd be at the Royal next year, one way or another.
I'm going to do my absolute very best to go. That's a fact. You know, I tell you, just like I had a super great time. Man, this year has just been awesome. Just been an awesome barbecue year. It's been a terrible work year as far as trying to make a living, but it has been an awesome barbecue year. Thank the Lord I've had barbecue. And, guys, you know what I'm talking about out there. You work hard. You don't seem to go get anywhere, but you get to go barbecue. Man, isn't that the best release there is when it comes just to get to go barbecue? I've got to go to the World Invitational Jack Daniels. I've got to go to Memphis in May before, not this year, but last year. I got to go to Texas and cook and had a phenomenal time in Texas. I'm telling you, Tim, if you ever get to go to Texas and cook, man, you better just load up and roll and go and have a wonderful day, because it is an experience in itself, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
So it's just been a blessing to get to do all these things, and it's been a positive influence in my life to get to go do these things, and it makes you a better person.
Barbecue is a great stress reliever. I haven't got to do as many competitions as I wanted to this year, either. Had different things going on, but just to fire up the grill and cook is a great stress reliever.
You got it. And it doesn't matter, all the patio pitmasters out there that love to cook on the back deck, on the patio. I'm telling you, I love to keep one fired up and going on the back deck too. You know, I've got my big rig outside beside the driveway right now, and I've got a little small cooker on the front of it that I built out of an air tank, and it's just a little grill. It takes about 15 charcoal briquettes to heat her up and really cook good. 15-20 pop, you know. I can go out there and light my coals and go grill me chicken, wings, steaks, fish, hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it, whatever. It doesn't take any time at all to grill it, put a perfect sear on it, get some good char on it, and it's ready for supper, you know, and it just, it's just the way we roll around here in the Tennessee country.
there you go.
But it is just, you know, that's what it's all about, and that's what, you know, this show, I really work hard. I try to promote barbecue, do it as honest and fair as I can. I try to get everybody to call in. You know, I never really invite anybody because everybody's invited. And that's the hardest thing, not knowing who to ask, you know, because some people like to be asked, and I want everybody to call in. I want everybody to be a part. If they have something going on just like you, you build some awesome rotisserie cookers, which are Mule Tough. Is it Mule Tough?
Yeah, Mule Tough. You got it.
Mule Tough.
Yeah, MuleTough.com.
Okay.
I've had different pronounce it different ways, but MuleTuf.com. And I started building grills because I needed something good to cook on and wasn't happy with what I was buying. So, and then once I cook all four categories on one smoke.
One pit.
I go to sleep at 10 o'clock. That's how I learned to do it. And it's a rear offset box.
You've got a rear offset box on it. I mean, it's a dynamite machine, people. And Tim is a phenomenal cook. And I'm not bragging on you. I'm just telling the truth. But he builds a quality pit. So get right here in touch with Tim Seals. You can get in touch with him right here through Facebook, and he can hook you up on a phenomenal trailer rig. You know, I built my pit in 2008.
Right.
And I didn't know how to weld when I built my pit, and I didn't have a lot of tools to build it with, and I just made what I had, went to the salvage yard, got a piece of scrap here, a piece of scrap there, cut it up, welded it up, learned how to weld, and put it together. It's not reverse flow or anything, and it smokes like an old freight train.
You know how to cook on it, yeah.
You know, I've always cooked all my categories on that one grill. And then I finally got fancy, and I built that little air tank on the front to try to grill and set my stuff. But I always cooked on that, and I'm really fancy now, and I've got a Green Mountain grill, a Daniel Boone. And,
right.
You know, I take it with me, too, now. But, you know, I learned to cook on that one pit that I built. And I cooked all four categories on it. I mean, it can be done. It is feasible, and it's not hard to do when you learn how to cook on your pit.
Right, exactly. And how about that Green Mountain Grill, that Daniel Boone? That's a nice little smoker grill. It goes either way. I sold mine. I should let you know that I won one. You already know it, but I won one in a contest here 2 or 3 weeks ago, and of course. Had to try it out. Holds temperature great grill all the way around, and also a smoker. You said whatever temperature you want, it holds it steady within probably less than 10 degrees. I mean,
yes,
I sold mine to Philip Childrey tonight.
Did you really?
We fired it up at his house and set it at 225, and it just stays right there at 225. So.
Oh yeah, it sure does. It's a good cooker. I mean, Phillip's got a nice. He's got a nice setup, you know, that he cooks on. But he was cooking with us in Bolivar, and it was Phillip, and then it was Big B, which Big B's using two Green Mountains right now, and then it was
right.
me, and I had my Green Mountains. I guess Phillip had to get on board and get him a Green Mountain.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, they, you know, they're good little cookers. I really like mine. I personally do. I really do. So
those that don't know that may be listening, they are a pellet smoker, and I just love cooking myself on charcoal and wood.
Well, you know, I mean, old-fashioned hickory or old-fashioned pit barbecue has always been cooked over coals.
Exactly.
Whether it be charcoal and wood or wood, coals, period. I mean, that's old-fashioned. Now, the convenience of that Green Mountain is just, it's crazy.
Phenomenal.
You know, my pit's not efficient, but now this Green Mountain is really efficient. I mean, a bag of pellets will last two cooks. And, I mean, that's running it. It's running at 225, 250, 275. You know, it'll run two cooks on a bag of pellets, and that's cooking ribs or something like that. So it's pretty efficient cooker.
And a shout out to Barbecuers for Light, Candy Weaver, for the pellets she makes. I highly believe they're the best on the market. I've owned several pellet cookers, and you know, I buy something, try it out, love it, but still, you know, might sell it, but. As far as pellets go, Barbecuers for Light, awesome.
Well, you know, I want to try some of Candy's pellets. Brad Barrett with Grill Grate was right there at the Pellet Delight booth at the Jack Daniels, and I got to meet Brad finally, and I hate that I didn't get to meet Candy. But... I definitely want to try those, that pellets to, you know, that Barbecue Delight. I know that's a good pellet. I've heard the name. I know it's a quality product, and that's the bottom line, a quality product.
Exactly.
When you got a quality product, you know what you got. I mean, you know it's going to be a solid product, a reputable name. And you know it will perform and do what it needs to do. So, you know, yeah, I've got to get in touch with her and get me some pellets from this Candy. I guarantee we'll try that out. We will.
They're really good. I heard about the Clifton Cook. I'm not trying to take up all your time here, but
you're fine.
Just for everybody listening, the Clifton Cook I can't make. That's the first day of Missouri Fire Farms deer season.
No. Well, you know, it just happens like that sometimes. It just happens like that, and we've got several people that are planning on coming, and I had a text today. Another two teams are planning on coming in. Fraz, I think he was going to try to do the Cummings, Georgia, but I think he's decided to come to Clifton and cook instead. So it'll be a good little cook. There'll be a lot of quality teams there, some great people there. I'm just looking forward to it. I honestly believe that I'm going to rep the cook and not cook this time. I firmly believe we need to be there in full force. And what's fair is fair. Goob, he repped the Fayetteville cook. So it's my turn to rep the next one, so I will do the Clifton cook. So I will be lucky enough to be in the judges' room getting to sample all this great, phenomenal food everybody's cooking. So I'm excited about that, you know, because that's part of barbecue, too, and that's a lot of fun. I know I had a great time in the judges' area at the Jack. So I'm looking forward to doing some of that.
You can learn a lot when you're not cooking, and just,
you sure can.
Running the show or helping everybody out, and you know that's where stuff's learned at.
Something
happens. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. I was just going to say it's all a learning process, and the more you do, the more you learn, and that is called experience, and. I guess I'll be learning until I pass on to the next life. You know, I'll be learning till the day I'm gone. So I just continue
to
just work it out. But I sure just have enjoyed doing the show tonight. We've had some great people. Were you on when Lynn had called in? Do you know Lynn?
Who was it? Lynn?
Lynn Gorham from Alabama.
I don't guess I did. I was listening in. Who smoked out?
She was. They were there at the McKenzie First Tennessee Barbecue Association rib shootout in McKenzie. They had the RV.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. That's who called in. One of my first callers tonight was. It was proud to have her call in, and she was at the Jack, but she had to leave. She was there Friday, but she had to leave Saturday and do some cater stuff. So it was. It was good to see her and great to hear from her tonight. And I don't know if you, Jim Boylan, he's from Memphis Marinades. He was with the Danish team there at the Jack, and he's got a nice good product, Memphis Marinades for beef, chicken, pork, and lamb. And he had called in. He might actually be at the Clifton Cook. I invited him down. Maybe he'll come set up and join us. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement going on. There's barbecue. I mean, it doesn't matter where we live. We just have a great time doing it. And it's always like a big old reunion when we go to a barbecue competition.
There you go. I'm going to get off here, Chris, and let you close the show out. I know you're getting close to time there. It's great talking to you. Really, really appreciate your show and everything you do to barbecue and looking forward to a lot of people are calling this the end of the season, and I'm wanting to disagree and say, hey, let's get the contest going. Winter's the best time to cook. So.
Well, I believe you there. I don't think it's the end of the season. We're going to roll it on out in November, December. And we've got a cook in December also. They're in Paris. So we've still got some cooks lined up. And then January, February roll around, and it's time to get it on again. So, Tim, call back anytime. You're always welcome. It's a pleasure talking with you. And we will talk again soon, brother.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. And keep
all right,
the smoke rolling.
Have a good night, and I will keep the smoke rolling. And you do the same. Have a good one.
All right.
Well, guys, I tell you what, this has just been a fun show. We have a lot of people call in. We just keep on letting the smoke roll. We keep on having a good time. We just take callers, especially guys. Just call in 347-202-0263. I'm going to refresh this board and hopefully just do that every so often, see who is in queue. But we just have a good time talking barbecue. You know, tonight it's been pretty much chicken. We had a chicken segment. We've talked a little cooking technique. That was Tim Seals, Smelly Butts Barbecue out of Missouri. He does build a dynamite rotisserie cooker, MuleTough.com. Check it out. I'm sure you can get in touch with him if you're looking or in the market for a pit. He will be glad to show you what he's got. He does have a sweet setup, and it is a winnable pit. I mean, he wins all the time. He gets calls, call after call after call. He is a fine cook, and that's what it's all about. We love to go, and we love to strut our stuff and cook it up, and have a do our best. And we love to hear our names called because that's what it's all about. I just enjoy doing it. I enjoy everybody that's in it. You know, this show right here, we worked hard just to try to have a good client. We've got a good listener base. We've got some super people that call in, that listen in. We've got the finest cooks in the country that call right here on this show. And I'm proud of that. And we're friends. And that means a lot. And that's what it's all about. I'd love to hear from new cooks, new teams. If you've got a barbecue sauce, just like my barbecue sauce, my team is Hog County Cookers. I make a barbecue sauce that every team usually makes their own barbecue sauce. Most of them do, and I've got a lot of people that enjoy my sauce, and I'm thankful for that. I do sell it. If you ever want to try a different sauce, I'm actually thinking about having a sauce of the month kind of thing to market, start spreading some of these independent, some of these small independent labels out, having a sauce club, and just try different barbecue sauces from month to month. We get on a list. Of course, it costs a little bit to do this, but what we'll do is have a different sauce each month, or two or three little sauces we'll send out to all of our people in our list to try and review. We'd love to talk barbecue. We'd love to talk barbecue sauce, rubs also, you know, because there's so many different combinations of spices that you can make dynamite, smoking hot, super sweet rubs. And that's where your flavor, your sauce, and your rub on this meat is at. That's bottom line. That's where you get your calls. And it really is important to have the right combination for your chicken, for your ribs, for your pork, for your brisket, whether it's a marinade or a glaze or a good old thick old-fashioned barbecue sauce, vinegar base, it doesn't matter. We're going to try to review some of those and talk about it. I don't know. You know, I just love doing the show. We keep on every week. You know, it just gets extreme. We love to talk pits. We love to talk flavors. We love to talk styles. We love to talk sanctions. I mean, everything barbecue, that's what we do. And, guys, I tell you what, 347, we're going to finish this show up tonight. Call in, see what we got going on. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. Looks like my screen is froze, just completely froze up. Bear with me a minute. Let's see what we can do here. Try to refresh that and get it going. If you're in queue, bear with me, guys. We will get you in. I'm going to refresh the screen and see what we can do. We've still got people in the chat room. Look there, Blake Moody, Tortoise Q. Blake, what's up tonight? Blake's in the chat room. Glad to see Blake. We have Tim Seals. We've had him on. He's in the chat room. We've got Stacy Lawler, Swamp Doggies Barbecue. He is in the chat room. Glad to see Stacy. All right. Give me just a minute. Let's get this caller queued in. 806-445. Hello, hello. I know who this is. What is going on tonight, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, turn it off. Robin L., go turn it off now.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's happening?
You're back with us.
What is going on tonight? How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. I have a question. My husband and I are debating over this stuff. Can you clean a cast iron, like Dutch oven type thing, with an SOS pad? How do you clean yours?
I burn it out. I throw it in a hot fire.
That's it.
I burn it out. And then once I burn it out and I pour it out of that hot fire, I reseason it. Yes.
Okay.
Cast iron Dutch oven. I'm sorry? Yeah, on a cast iron Dutch oven, what I usually do, I'll usually make me a hook or something. I'll get me a good fire going and put it in that fire and let it burn all that old oil and debris off of it. And depending on if it's an old cast iron skillet or Dutch oven, for that matter, I'd get me a little wire brush on a drill or something if it's any kind of heavy deposits on it and hit it with that wire brush. But I wouldn't use an SOS pad because it's just going to fall apart. It's not tough enough. But, yeah, throw it in that fire, get it good and hot, and burn it out.
Okay.
And you will be amazed at how well it cleans one up. And it's just all
down.
Because
I tried to put it on top of the stove and boil it, and it didn't work.
Right, right.
So put it actually in the oven.
No, I like to put mine in a fire.
Oh, in a fire, okay.
In a fire. That burns it off, and
And it does. And it does. It does a great job. It sure does.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the help. Me and John were talking about. I watched a YouTube video today because I'm a nerd that way, and it said to put it to use an SOS pad, and it would work great, and a scraper, like a little, almost like a miniature eye scraper type thing, and that's what I was going to do, but John said no.
Well, you know, the fire will do it much, much more efficient. If you've got a little wire, a little round wire brush and stick on the end of a cordless drill or something, and if you've got any really heavy deposits, hit that with that, and it'll smooth it out, knock it off, and then just pull it down real good, and then you can season it in the oven, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome, and it's great to talk to you. You need to call in and shoot the shit for a while on the show.
I know. I haven't been able to lately because we've been so busy. My son made it to the Super Bowl and football, and we've been practicing for that. And we've got pigs we're feeding out and trying to get them ready for shows, and we're busy right now. But I love talking to y'all. I miss it. I just don't have the time.
Well, you just, you know you're always welcome. Just call in when you can.
I know. Thank you, Chris.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great night. Good to talk to you, Jennifer.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. Well, this right here is going to wind us up tonight. We have had some great callers in. We sure appreciate everybody calling in. If you've enjoyed it as much as I have, I appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to call in. It's just as easy as talking on the phone. We just talk a little cue, have a little fun, have a little visit a little while. That's what it's all about. I just love to do this show. I appreciate you all so much. Until next Wednesday night, just remember to keep that fire going, and have a great week, have a great weekend. You know, tomorrow night we've got Smoking X in the house. He'll be doing his show. Also, Friday night, you got Barbecue Superstars, Friday Night Lights. Sunday night comes back around with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmaster. Monday night, you got Jim Bird, Killer Bees. He is on fire right now. He's a great guy, winning a lot of comps. And Tuesday night, you got Whiskey Bent. That's Chad Ward. So, guys, just check out Barbecue Superstars every night of the week. Also, in the morning time, you've got Barbecue Superstars live morning show. Be sure to tune in, call in, participate. That's what it's all about. We are out here supporting barbecue 100%. You know, there's no big bells and whistles here. We're just all real good people talking real good barbecue. So until next week, be sure to kick them tires, light the fire, and let the smoke roll. We're going to get out of here. Y'all have a great night, and God bless.